We were talking to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, earlier, who was telling us about why hopes are fading of agreement on the border on this island after Brexit. Britain is due to leave the EU in 17 days. Both sides say they want to avoid border checks on this island. The EU believe the best way to achieve that is for Northern Ireland to remain in the EU customs union. London want all of the UK to leave the customs union, but for the North, in practice, to operate as an EU customs territory. And as our Europe editor was telling us earlier, EU negotiators are not clear how or if that will work. But this morning, here's Simon Coveney sounding more positive, arriving at a meeting of EU foreign ministers in Luxembourg.
The message I would give is that we need to be cautious. This is not an easy job. We've spent 3 years trying to get an agreement between the two sides that have made progress at different times, but certainly the last number of months have been difficult. So I think, as my Taoiseach has said, a deal is possible, and it's possible this month. May even be possible this week. But we're not there yet.
That's Simon Coveney speaking in Luxembourg this morning. Mary Lou MacDonald, president of Sinn Féin, spoke with the British Prime Minister for half an hour by phone yesterday. She's on the phone to us now. Mary Lou MacDonald, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
What did he say to you?
Well, he said that he wishes to seal an agreement. He says that he understands that there can't be a customs border on the island of Ireland. He says that he understands and supports indeed the notion that the Good Friday Agreement needs to be protected, championed, implemented. But what he can't say, Gavin, is how to square, therefore, the circle of supporting all of these things, of affirming all of the commitments that have been made to Ireland to protect our economy, our jobs, our peace, and on the other hand, insisting against the democratic will of the people of the North that they exit the single market, the customs union, the EU. Tony, and that is the big conundrum. I mean, I put it to him, Gavin, that we've had 3 years of not just shadow boxing, but of a really, really dangerous strategy adopted by the British state and by the Tory government, which has really been quite reckless, which has caused now for the clock to wind down. And we're now in the last furlongs of this Brexit episode, and we are still no clearer. And he has to understand the level of anxiety, disruption and economic damage that has already accrued to the island of Ireland. He says he wants a deal. Let's see if that's possible. He didn't give me the answer to that question as to how you maintain a seamlessness on the island of Ireland, how we protect our economy, how we protect our people and protect Good Friday, if he still insists that that the North must exit the customs union.
Tony Connolly was explaining to us earlier that the EU are having difficulty trying to get their heads around how this proposal will work. Do you understand what the pathway to a deal is?
No, I don't. I do understand, and I want to say I welcome very much if this is in fact a real substantive negotiation. I said that to the Prime Minister yesterday. If this is finally his government and the British state engaging in good faith, in goodwill, and in a serious and substantive way. Obviously, I'm not in a position, as you'll understand, Gavin, to judge finally whether this is real or not, because I'm not party to the detail of the negotiations. But what I can say is this, is that they have not identified, or certainly I haven't heard, how the customs issue is resolved in a way that is acceptable, in a way that is legally operable, in a way that is enduring for the island and that would protect Irish interests. I have, like yourself, heard the speculation and the leaks and the accounts from third parties, but I think it's only when, if and when we see the colour of London's money and what they've actually put on the table, that you would be in a position to make a final judgment on that. I raised with him the issue of consent, it is very, very clear that any proposition to afford unionism or the DUP a veto over the protections that are required, not just for the North, but for the entire island of Ireland, would be absolutely unthinkable. He sought to reassure me that, yes, that is not something that he is pursuing.
On consent, what role do you see Stormont or a Stormont executive having in any Brexit deal?
Well, I think we need to be just to bear in mind that the referendum on Brexit in the North, the adjudication of the people was to remain. So there has been no consent to Brexit. I think we have to bear in mind that there is very, very widespread cross-community support for the backstop, for the Irish Protocol, for the protections that we all know are necessary for business and agriculture and society, and the Good Friday Agreement. Those that are at odds are outside of that view are the DUP. And as I said to you, the idea of giving a veto,
yes,
or a decisive say-so,
and you've made that point, but in the future,
in terms of
seeking consent now, what role do you see Stormont or the Stormont executive having?
Well, I at this point in time, I think that is a sideline issue, because if there is no agreement, if we cannot agree the substantive protections for the island, if we cannot land on protections that are legally operable, in other words, that are of the real world and that can come into force, if there can't be agreement on those provisions enduring, in other words, things that are not time-bound or temporary, well, then the issue of consent, to be honest with you, is a theoretical one. I actually don't understand fully what is meant by seeking the consent of the executive or the assembly, except to say and to repeat to you again that we will not entertain or allow for any form of veto for unionism to hold the island of Ireland to ransom.
Point, yes.
That's simply not going to happen.
Mary Lou McDonald, President of Sinn Féin, thank you for speaking to us this morning. It's almost 20 past 8.